As I say, you're listening to Northside Today. Myself, Tony Capp, with you for about the next 15 minutes or so, when we'll hopefully be joined by our usual presenter, Mr. Noel McGuinness. OK, we're going to now listen to an interview that Noel carried out there over, I think it was just over the weekend there at Edenmore Fun Day. So here's Noel talking to different people.
OK, I'm talking to Dermot McHugh now, one of the organisers of the Fun Day here in Edenmore. How many years is this now, Dermot?
This is our sixth year going, and every year it's getting from strength to strength. So, and our volunteer base is getting stronger and stronger. So, and different aspects of the community are giving a dig in. Like this year we have the football club, Malachy's running a penalty competition. We have the GA boys helping out, you know, manning the bouncy castles. We have the youth centre helping out, you know, manning the teas and cakes. We have Margaret O'Halloran. She's been with us now for years, doing a great job for us. And Ursula is in the arts and crafts tent. And then we have our face painter, Emma. We have great volunteers, you know, and all the local businesses are contributing too now.
Yeah, and there was a shortage of those as the years, at the beginning of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, but everybody seems to realise that, you know, it's a great community event and they should be getting involved in it. So, yeah, it's like I say, it's great to see. It's a great day and it's part of the calendar now of Edenmore.
It is indeed, and it's great. And I noticed that the layout was different this year. Is that because of the weather?
Yeah, wind assist. We didn't want any of the tents flying off, no. There was a risk of airborne tents, and it wouldn't have worked out.
And I see the fire brigade there. They're going to be doing demonstrations later on as well.
Oh, yes, we'll be drowning the kids of Edenmore in about a couple of hours' time, yeah, okay. As is tradition.
Okay, and it's running up to what time?
We're here till 5 o'clock, yeah, 5 o'clock today. And, you know, we'd like to thank all the sponsors who gave us prizes and donated money towards it. And it's all the local businesses, you know, of Edenmore who were after contributing that money.
Well, it looks like it's going to clear up, so you'll probably be as lucky as you've always been. But just to go back to what you were saying there about people getting more involved, so has it gathered momentum over the 6 years?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the volunteer spirit seems to be coming stronger within the community. And this was the biggest, volunteer base that we've had since we started. So it's great to see. You know, it's great for us. You know, we're taking a step back more and more as the residents start taking over, really, you know. So,
and as well as their time, they're helping out financially as well, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're all contributing. They have prizes and they have given over contributions themselves. So it's a great community event.
And are you running from one thing to another? I see you with the kids here with the mock-up goal and all that sort of carry on, and then the bouncy castle. So are you going around a different one?
I'm supposed to be coordinating the event, but if anything goes wrong, it wasn't me.
Okay.
Noel, it was you. Remember, I handed over responsibility to you.
Thanks very much, Darren.
No problem, Noel. Thanks.
Now, talking to Dr. John O'Dwyer, who is manning the barbecue. Is this one day when everyone gets an amnesty from calories, Doctor?
Absolutely, absolutely. One day only.
And how many years have you been doing this?
Well, I'm here in practice in Edenmore about 6 years now, so I missed a couple of the fun days because of holidays and other commitments, but this is my third one I've been at now.
If you talk to other doctors or anyone else and you explain about this, are they surprised? It's something sort of new, isn't it?
Well, it was up and running before I arrived. Dr. Mark Wheeler would have been manning this barbecue before I ever did, and you know, he threw himself in with the Safety Association for Edenmore. He threw himself behind that, and he got involved with the community. So you know, I saw all the benefits, and it's nice to just put the stethoscope down for a day and see everyone, you know, in a more informal basis.
And does it work the other way for the patients as well, that they're sort of more, I suppose, in an intimate basis, and they get to know you as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We can talk more off the cuff in a setting like this. We're not thinking about thinking about calories and blood pressures and salt intake. Everyone needs a day off now and again.
Okay. You seem to enjoy it as well.
Ah, yeah. Sure, I have my team here for my other doctors, Dr. Fionnuala Joyce, GP Registrar Tomás Barry, and some of my admin team. So everyone's getting involved, and that's you'll see that around the park today. You know, there's everyone in the community is out today, and thank God it's not raining.
And have you seen a growth in community spirits in the 6 years now since this has started?
Well, there's a great little community here in Edenmore. There always has been. And, you know, between St. Monica's youth workers and the work the youth centre does, and again, the centre, Dermot and all his team, you know, they've really been, there he is there. They've, you know, they've been kind of instrumental in kind of keeping community spirit.
Okay, well, I'll be around to take a burger. I'll break my abstinence as well today. Thanks very much.
Good stuff. I'll get you a burger now.
Now, I'm talking to Ian, and he's the second officer with the Civil Defence here today at Edenmore's Fun Day. Hello, Ian, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? Very well, thank you very much.
Now, tell us what's happening today.
Basically, there's a sort of an open day for the local families here, and they've asked us to come along here, and basically our role here today is to do a little bit of medical cover. Also, we have our fire engine here as well, and we do a little basic fire cover as well in case any issues arise with some of the generators here. We're also showing the kids around the fire appliance and showing them what we do. Later on at about 4 o'clock, we'll be putting a small little sort of firefighting display on, and it seems to go down. We've been doing this now for a good few years. It seems to go down very, very well, and sort of we are sort of affiliated to Dublin Corporation, and when these sort of local events come up, they often ask the Civil Defence and the Fire Service end of the Civil Defence to come out and sort of if you like, sort of show our wares, you know.
Can I ask you, a lot of people, I'm sure you can tell me if I'm wrong, if you ask people what the Civil Defence were, you have a wide range, a gamut of what you actually do. What do you think the public know?
I don't actually think so. We do fully aware of what we do. The organisation is under the umbrella of the Civil Defence. But years ago, and it's more merging now, it's still sort of one organisation. It was simply divided up into a fire service, a rescue service, an ambulance service. An ambulance service, a warden service, and a welfare service. Now, the rescue service deals with rescue issues, and they do a little bit of mountain rescue in that sort of area. The fire service, our role basically is, we were set up in the 50s because of the nuclear fallout threat, and the role is sort of changing in our modern society, and we're here basically as a sort of backup to the professional emergency services. Us as a fire service would, in the event of the Dublin Fire Brigade getting stretched, they might call us in to assist and help out. We do fire cover for various events around the city. For example, we do fire cover in the Aviva Stadium as an example, and various other different events like that.
Do you have some of your members in Slane today?
Yes, we do actually, but Slane now is run by Meath, so they invite Dublin up to Meath and so on and so forth, so some of the lads would be up in Meath alright, you know, but because although technically it's a countrywide organisation and it's a military structure which would run countrywide, it's still based on each county, and obviously as I'm based in Dublin here, we wouldn't necessarily, we'd have to be invited into another county, you know, if they needed assistance with big events like that. So.
And is it very volunteer based?
Yes, generally it's a voluntary organisation. A lot of people join because they simply have an interest in the fire service and possibly may want to go on to join the fire brigade at a later stage. In the medical side of things, people have trained, have an interest in medical side, and have sort of got the opportunity to train to sort of quite a high medical standard, and as a result of that we have to do so many hours to keep those qualifications and join the organisation and like to sort of come out to these very events and put their skills to use. And ultimately, I suppose we have on a few occasions been called up when the Dublin Fire Brigade has been stretched, and you know, it's again, it's a very sort of rewarding sort of thing to be able to do and you know, assist and offer your services. The city has a full-time fire service, so we are volunteers. So, you know, again, you know, we are solely volunteers. So we simply would wait to be sort of obviously called in by the city itself, you know what I mean, if the event of it need be, you know.
And is it sort of on an on-call basis?
Technically, yes. These events we would know pre in advance. We would train every week. We have a training sort of a class every week, once a week. And these events events, the likes of these events, would be pre-arranged. People would sort of, what they actually do is they send an application into headquarters or phone them up, fill out the application form, and then the headquarters then sort of divvy out the various different events that need to be covered, you know. If the event of, for example, the flooding last year, we simply are on call, and basically Dublin City Council, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm not 100% sure, sort of would sit down and decisions would be made with regard to whether we're needed to be called in, you know. And assuming that the Dublin Fire Brigade are, it's not so much that they're overstretched, it's simply that we're in the position to maybe to stay in situations that because they're frontline appointments that might need to be elsewhere and might need to be sort of, whereas we can sort of stay for long periods of time pumping water and dealing with and doing maybe minor rescue issues and so on and so forth. And that's sort of where our role would lie, you know.
Okay, and finally today there's a fun aspect to it near the end of the fun day where you're going to have an exhibition display.
Yeah, we're going to put on a small firefighting display, whereas basically what we'll do is we'll use the fire appliance, we'll have the hoses in use, the people will have a little bit of look at what we actually do and how the drills work, and we might, if it's safe to do so, give them an opportunity to maybe sort of participate in a very safe manner, you know. And again, I'll make that decision closer to the time, making sure it's safe to do so.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Cheers. Thank you very much indeed.
Now I'm talking to Des O'Neill, and he's the Lord Mayor of Edenmore. Hello, Des, how are you?
I'm grand, yeah, I'm great.
Another year now, 1996 you were elected Lord Mayor.
That's right.
So that's a long time now.
It's a long time, seems a long time now, and it wasn't long gone.
No opposition at all in all those
years? Far, anyway. Okay. No, not so far.
And well, what are the duties of a Lord Mayor now?
Well, the only thing I ever come to is a fun day here, and if there was anything else that they want me to go, I'd go to it, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, from that, nothing.
And what do you think now, this fun day, 6 years, how great a benefit is it to the community?
I think it's great to get the people out and get the kids out. You know what I mean? There's nothing else in really around. Well, you have the GAA club and you have the soccer clubs, but every child doesn't be involved in anything like that, you know. So it's good to have something like this for them.
And, how long are you living out here now?
I'm living out here now since 1963.
Okay, and all the changes you've seen, of course, over those years.
Yeah, don't be talking.
Anything that stands out in your mind?
Well, what does stand out is the quarry down where the quarry was, and there's a lovely park there now. Oh, on Edenmore Crescent.
Okay. Now, when you say quarry, that used to be an old dump.
It used to be an old dump. Well, it was a quarry first, and then they used that as a dump. Now, before it was filled in, there was two children killed in it, drowned it, in it, two itinerants. Okay. And that's what prompted us to fight for to get it filled in. And that was took about 8 years. They told us he'd done it in 4, but he'd done it in 8, now, which wasn't too bad.
And it's the whole area that's the park, Edenmore Park now, was that all the quarry or was it added on to it?
No, there might be a bit added on to it now, you know. Up at the church end, that was added on to the park, you know. But it's lovely, lovely now. It's a lovely place for people to walk. Lovely walk all around it.
You know? Of course, you have the pitch and put in there as well.
I had the pitch and put up there. Well, that was part of the quarry too, you know. The pitch and put, you know.
Anything else stand out in your mind?
No, not really. Only that the people have grown up and changed a lot, and no vandalism, what we used to have, you know. Yeah. No, nothing like that.
You think the sort of the days like today in the community getting together and safe is for that?
Nine times out of ten, they wouldn't see one another. So this brings them together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Congratulations as well.
I'll see you next year again.
I will indeed. Yeah, thank
there
you.
Don't seem to be anyone going to fight me.
I might go.
Right, yeah, you're welcome.